Somebody else that's the best singer in the world, and he's only second best. But then he sung tenor to Bob Dylan. You think anybody else in the world could do that? I believe that qualifies him as a man. All you people that's learned to love bluegrass music over the years, had them big pores open up on the back of your neck and that cold mountain air blow into where you feel like testosterone coursing through your blood with Evan Root engines on the back, you owe a big debt to this man, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boy.
Check one, two, check, 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 check. Now the boys are gonna drink the liquor. They'll be sure to drink a little too.
Oh, come on down the mountain, baby. Come on down the mountain, baby. It's just called getting late. We won't drink your old mountain dew.
So to the belt of cocaine, very soon the gates will open wide. Angels came to cocaine, the girls are across the green divide.
Oh, come on down the mountain, baby. Come on down the mountain, baby.
It's just cocaine, we
won't drink your little mountain.
Touch your penny, baby. I am the dad who's born to sing in tune. And all the boys and corners drunk the liquor. Tell the truth and drink a little tea.
Oh, come on down the mountain, baby. Come on down the mountain, baby.
And just call Kenny, baby.
We want to drink your old mountain.
I just think I'll go away.
think about you. And I don't dream of you being every night.
Somehow you wouldn't let me love you. The plan we made on the street. Instead of the unruly lonely, I just think I'll go.
To you and welcome you to our part of the festival we finally got here. We drove all night from the state of Kentucky, but we made it, and we're really thankful for that. And we hope you're going to enjoy now some of the old-time mountain style, what they call bluegrass music. And I'll introduce you to the French Mountain Boys as they come up to pick and sing for you. And we're going to call on the fiddle player. And I don't know where I would find a better one. And I know when you hear him, you'll agree with me. He knows exactly what to do with the fiddle and the bow. And he's from the great state of West Virginia. Give a nice New York welcome to James Price. A big hand for him.
Thank you.
tell you, that couldn't be beat, and that was the Cackling Hen, I believe.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph. Thank you very much.
And that, what was it the fella told you the other day when you played that?
He said, played it so clean that he smelled the chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
That's about right. You really put it all in there.
What's the eggs?
James Price. Folks, we'd like to introduce you now to the antique of the show. And as usual, I see all eyes are moving to the bass fiddle player. See, the 12th of this past June made him 28 years with me. And we've traveled a many of a mile together, and he's still going strong. About as strong as me, not hardly. But he can hold his own. He'll show you right now. He's got a lot of talent. You know, he's an ex-politician. He's the ex-mayor of Norton, Virginia, and I call him the Norton Flash. Make welcome Jack Cook. The big man with the big Martin guitar does her lead picking. He comes from the great state of Tennessee in the eastern part, near Knoxville and Bristol and that part of the country. And he's a wonderful guitar player. He's a road manager, booking agent, security guard, stenographer, and what else? Most anything you need, he's there. Make welcome James Shelton. And on one of the five-string banjos is a number one young man from the state of Kentucky, eastern Kentucky, Harlan County. And he's a mighty fine banjo player. You know, I broke my femur bone about 4 or 5 years ago, and I had to have someone to pick a while, and I got him, and he's still right here. And he's doing a fine job. Make welcome Steve Sparkman. get down about B there. He's, I'm real proud of him. He's been doing the lead singing now for about over 3 years, doing a fine job. Since my brother Carter passed away 32 or 33 years ago, I've had a lot of good lead singers. I've had Larry Sparks, I've had Roy Lee Centers, Charlie Sizemore, Keith Whitley, and two or three more. He stands just as tall as any of them. I'm real proud of my son, Ralph Stanley II. Make him welcome.
Come on back, sweet mama, back to you. I've gambled over town, finally I came with you. Come on back and pick me up again. Now, friend,
if I lose,
make you lose, I don't care what you lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win, my baby, she's got money on you. Have all the other guys alone, and I can take your place. Cause when I get into a jam, you're just staying in the red. So now that you're back here, let's take another round. You're here by my side, baby, and you just can't go down. Now, friend,
and
it moves. I don't care what you do. If I lose $100, well, I'm trying to win. My baby, she's got money on her, girl. I never thought I'd need you, but now I find you wrong. Come on back, sweet mama, back to you. I've gambled over town, found that I can't win. Come on back and pick me up again. Now, friend, make me lose. I don't care what if I lose $100, well, I'll try to win. My baby, she's got money on her time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's an old Stanley Brothers song there called If I Lose. And we always get a lot of requests for that song and enjoy to sing it. We hope you all enjoyed it here this evening. Now I'm going to tell you about the gentleman picking the five-string banjo and singing some of the tenor, or all the tenor that is. And he'll be doing some lead singing for you a little later on in the show. But he's been doing this same routine that you're looking at right here for 52 years now. If y'all would, give him a nice hand. Thank you very much. And during those 52 years of picking and singing, he's become nothing short of a legend in the field of old-time mountain style of hillbilly country music. And he's also achieved a lot of awards down through the years that he's very proud of. And just very briefly to name a few for you right now, in 1976, you know, a lot of people come to the record table and they ask us, how does he get his title, Dr. Ralph Stanley? Well, I'm here to tell you that I sure wouldn't go lay down on no table and lame, take a knife to me, but nobody, any of y'all. But no, he got that title from Lincoln Memorial University. He taught his style of music to the kids there at the college, and they made him an honorary doctor of music. So that's how he gets his title, Dr. Ralph Stanley. Huh?
Hang on, tell him a lot more.
Well, I'm doing my best. And also in 1984, the President of the United States made him the first American recipient of the National Heritage Award, and that was a big honor for him. And thank you very much. Give him a nice hand for that. That's a good award. And on July the 9th, in 1997, the governor of a great state of Virginia declared it, or he likes me to say, give him a proclamation that from now on July the 9th, in the state of Virginia, it will be Ralph Stanley Day in the state of Virginia. How about that? He's also a deputy sheriff in Greene County, Ohio, and he's Kentucky's own cow milking champion, the state of Kentucky, that is. Poppy Mountain, that's right. He won it there. And in my opinion, when it comes to picking that five-string banjo he's holding right there and singing that lonesome tenor that he's been singing for you, there's never been a man alive or a man alive today can play it and sing it the way he does. So won't y'all make him feel that way here this evening, the one and only my father, Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Tell you that Ralph, too, signed his own contract with Rebel Records a month or so ago, and he's got a brand new tape and a CD coming out real soon. And on this tape and CD, he sung two solos. I sung tenor with him on about eight songs, so I want Ralph to do one of the solo numbers now, and I always let him tell the folks about it.
Well, as you said there, I signed my first contract with Rebel Records, and I was real proud of that. And finally, my next, thank you very much, and my next tape is coming out. I'm taking me 19 years, almost 20 years, but I'm finally proud of my first project, you know. I done one before with John Rigsby, but I felt like we could have done it a little better, and I feel like we finally got one pretty decent here for y'all folks to listen to. But one of my all-time favorite songs was called Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain by Willie Nelson. And I wanted to record that, and I did. And it'll be on my next tape and CD, along with the last song that Carter Stanley ever wrote that never was recorded. Goodbye and party. I knew he'd never meet.
Well, when we were first listening to that, I said, I like that so good, Ralph, I hope I can buy the first record. He said, well, Dad, you won't have to. He said, I'll give it to you. So I appreciate that, Ralph. Now we'd like to call in Steve Sparkman, the old Harlan County Rambler. Do you a good tune on the five. Steve, what you got picked out?
Let's try Buck Owens.
Okay. To bring out on the stage Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Give them a nice hand. Nice big hand for them.
Hello, Ralph. How you doing today?
Well, Johnny, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing real good. I want to thank you for letting me come all the way up here and sing a number with you today.
Well, I'm always glad to have you, Johnny.
Ralph, I want to say that you and the Clinch Mountain boys are sounding really powerful here in New York.
Well, coming from Johnny Cash, that means a lot to me.
Well, now you know I mean it, Ralph. You know that.
I know you do, Johnny.
And I tell you, me and Willie Nelson was talking a while back that we like you and the whole band, you know, but it seems like our favorite one is your fiddle player, man. We really like him.
Well, now, he's a great fiddle player.
He's my favorite.
He's my favorite, too. What's his name?
James Pierce, I believe.
No, James Price.
James Price?
P-R-I-C-E.
Well, I know you think a lot of him, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do, Johnny.
He thinks a lot of you.
Yeah.
Well, doing one of my big hits goes like this. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since, I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, that time keeps a-dragging on. And when I hear that train a-coming, I hang my head. I usually get a great big hand about right now. I usually. Thank you very much. Ralph, you bring that big five string in on me. If they bring me from this prison and that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on just a little farther down the line. Yeah, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I'd want to be. And when them people keep moving, yeah, that's what tortures me.
Maybe I didn't love you. Quite as often as I should have. Maybe I didn't hold you. Quite as often. I usually get a hand, too, about now. Woo! Little things I should have said and done. Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. I couldn't see a dang thing. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you feel you must leave me, let me die in this tonight. Let me die in this tonight. Take your arms, hold me down. Tomorrow you may hold me other. Let me die in this tonight.
Like to do your acapella song now. I'm proud to tell you that I was the first man in bluegrass music to introduce the acapella singing back in 1970. Since then, most all of them are using it, and I like it. I'd rather sing it as sing with music. Hit me a beat.
My Bible tells me
our Lord has gone
for me to prepare
a mansion grand.
But after a while
yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
I'll wear a white robe.
I'll wear a white robe.
Started making trips to Nashville, Tennessee to the recording studios to record a double tape and a CD with a lot of our favorite country artists. That we did. It took us 10 months, but we finished it up, and it's 36 songs and 30 different artists on it. I'm going to do my very best to tell you all of the people that are on the CD. We'll start off with Dwight Yoakam, Vern Gosden, George Jones, Vince Gill, Patti Loveless, Allison Krauss, Joe Diffie, John Anderson, Bob Dylan, and Porter Wagner, Hal Ketchum, Rhonda Vincent, Diamond Rio, BR549, Marty Stewart, Connie Smith,
Tim O'Brien,
and Kathy Matea, Junior Brown, the Whites, the original Marshall family, the Isaacs, Jim Lauderdale, Gillian Welch. Yeah, she's a powerful singer.
Headhunters.
Kentucky Headhunters.
Kentucky Headhunters, somebody got it.
Tell me more. Tell me more, boy. No, Emmy didn't help me on this one. She was gone somewhere. Huh? I know it. I'd like to have her, but something happened that she couldn't, you know, meet us at the...
Raven Brothers?
Yeah, the Shenandoah, that's the Raven Brothers. Anyhow, that's enough. That's nearly 30. And it's already been acclaimed, folks, one of the top three recorded events in the 20th century. We appreciate that. And country stations are playing that record, playing that bluegrass record. Country stations are. I'm proud of that. And I've got it for sale out here, the best part of it, right out here under the tent. Got the double tape, the double CD. If you buy it anywhere else, you can't get an autograph, but if you buy it there, you can get every one of us to sign them if you want to. And that'll mean a lot someday. Clinch Mountain Country. Clinch Mountain Country. Now what next, boys?
Somebody Loves You, Darling.
Somebody Loves You, Darling. All right, Ralph, you've been wanting to sing that. That's a good song.
Somebody Loves somebody's calling in that time. Somebody's eyes are blue. Somebody's hair is curly. And somebody's love is still true. Somebody loves you, darling. Somebody loves you, I know. Somebody loves you, dear. Why did you let them go? There's gonna be a wedding. It's gonna be this fall. So boys and girls, get ready. I'm gonna invite you home.
Somebody loves you, darling.
Distributed some of the finest five-string banjos throughout the country that's ever been. We're picking two more here today in the same place. You know, I had a 50th anniversary, and it sold out real quick. I didn't expect it to go so fast, and I got letters and telephones from people, you know, I only made 50 of them, said, we need a banjo. We want one of your banjos. said, I can't make another 50th. I promise that. Well, they said, make something else. So we decided to make a very limited supply of what Steve and me are playing today. Look what a pretty fingerboard it's got. And it's called the Signature Series. And we'll show you the back of it. There's the signature in there in gold. Well, I'm playing number one and Steve's playing number two. We just got them day before yesterday. And they're going fast. We still got both of them. Any of you'd like to take one of them home with you, see us at the record table. All cheap. Real bargain. They'll be, what I can sell it to you for, they'll be worth 30 times as much in 10 years. That's what you're going to pay for it. Huh? We got time to do one more, folks. We've really enjoyed it. We come up here about every year, and we always enjoy coming up this way. All the fellas have got something for sale out at the record table. James Shelton, Steve Sparkman, James Price, and Jack Cook has got stuff for sale, and Ralph has got him and John Rigsby's CD. I've got the Clinch Mountain Country and a lot of the Stanley Brothers stuff. So right now we'll sign off with a fiddle tune by James Price, and it was written about a train that runs from New York City to Miami, Florida, down the Orange Blossom Trail. They call it the Orange Blossom Special. We'd like to do this in memory and in honor of a man that played the fiddle with me for 26 and a half years. He passed away last August. I can do it in memory of Curly Ray Klein. After that, we'll say so long and may God bless you.
Ralph Stanley and the Mountain Boys. Okay, one more.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Yeah, come down to Frontier Range, Columbus, Ohio next Thursday. And then where are we at in Connecticut on Friday? East Hartford, Connecticut on Friday. So talk to Steve about this big banjo out at the record table. We're going to do a little number here called The Kitten and the Cat.
I'd like to hear you sing Little Maggie. How about y'all folks? Yeah. Won't be a Stanley show without that. Ralph Stanley and the Prince Mountain Boys. Stirring stop over at their record booth. He's been recording for 51 years, so he's got a lot of albums and so forth for sale, and of course the brand new one, Prince Mountain Country, which is really getting a lot of attention around the country. It's been my pleasure to have been working this festival. This is my 12th straight year here at Winter Hawk, and I'm going to turn...